Good afternoon, good afternoon. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And like you, I'm exploring reality, exploring the universe, and finding out what we as vibrational vehicles of light can become, can accomplish. And you know something funny? Life's absolutely full of paradoxes. And sometimes when you really want to accomplish something, you're advised to stay still. Stay still. We're going to really get with that, and we're going to learn about manifesting. We're going to do some meditations. We're going to talk to you about your life, encourage you to call in about your issues and where you're changing and growing. My guides and angels are an amazing group of beings. They love energy, they love us, and they love the process we're on. And some of them have been human before, and some of them haven't. Some of them are ETs, and some are spirit guides. But they certainly have all kinds of different perspectives. And they give us a hearty cheer quite often, say, wow, you guys are really growing. And as we grow, they grow too. And we've been reminded a number of times. We've been reminded a number of times how, just hang on a sec.
There's a buzz. Can you move that away from your telephone?
Okay, sorry, there's a buzz on the line, so I don't know if you can all hear it. But anyway, what we've been reminded a number of times lately that most of what we call our growing and changing is done because we clear and clear and clear. And we went, Bob and I just came back from a Lazarus seminar. Lazarus is a channel being, and his seminar was on becoming, understanding. And the seminar was hard work, everybody, because we had to crawl around through our past, through emotional things that have happened, what he calls the dark woods, the battlegrounds of our past, where we've created reactions, perhaps lost parts of ourselves or suppressed or submerged parts of ourselves. It's really hard work, but I'll tell you what, it's really elevating to actually clear, clear, clear. And sometimes it's very, what would you call it? It's a very strident thing to clear enough to give ourselves a lightness, to have that real energy of who we are pop up because we had the courage to look at what we're doing, how we're feeling at a deep level, and absolutely change that. One of the things they've taught me as well, my guides and angels, to do these structures. Let's do some structures, which are, we talk about clearing over and over again, and then you go into a world where everybody's radiating leftover thoughts and feelings and so on, and we are always being reminded that living on the planet Earth is a, it's like a prize place to be because we get into such dense frequencies here, and then our way of working our way out of it into being who we really are, not something different than we really are, but someone who's not living in a cocoon of reactiveness, or as Jackie Salvides and her ET healing group would say, the familial chain of pain. Instead of living in these various cocoons of reaction, when we clear and clear, it's amazing we become these multidimensional characters, vibrational vehicles of light, who can actually comprehend, and this is something I can't quite do yet, but to comprehend concurrent realities that we're in right now all over the place, all over the universe. We can become unfettered by that which is reaction. So what the guides have taught us to do is to go into the world, whether it's in your own private world or out in the world, to go out there protected, to have a vibrational protection. It's called the structures. I'm going to set up those structures with you, and we're going to do a little meditation on going inside these structures in order to create that which you wish to manifest. Or you can take in and set up in your structure some sort of situation that you want to heal, some problematic situation, somebody's trauma, somebody that you know and love who's having a deep trauma, the political situation. We're having a guest on the second half of the show at 5 o'clock today whose name is Stephen Behrman, but he actually brings in a character called Swami Beyond Ananda. Swami Beyond Ananda is a real character, and Stephen, like Stephen, is brilliant. And what he likes to do is make puns and make fun of reality the way it is and really encourage us to wake up So we're going to have some fun talking about waking up from a different perspective. And he's going to talk about something that I'm going to talk a little bit about, which is being political in this day and age. His latest book is about electile dysfunction. 7 Steps to a New Precedent. And I think, I can't remember what the book's called. I will dig that out for the 5 o'clock show, or before the end of this show, I'll get my paperwork together and I'll read you the proper title. But anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today figuring out how to empower ourselves, how to really be dynamic by staying still, and how to create the reality we want, and we're starting off in our structures. So like I always say, don't close your eyes for this one if you're driving a car. Otherwise, everybody, close your eyes and drop into your center. Excuse my voice, but I'm grappling with my Lauren Bacall approach to life. Little throat action, which is where we synthesize wisdom, right? Maybe I'm really in the smelter for becoming much wiser, like a lot of you. All right, here we go. Close your eyes. Good. Deep breath. Now see above your head, perhaps 2 miles, the golden ball. See above your head a golden ball. It is very, very gold, and you can almost feel the radiance coming off it. And below your spine, perhaps 20 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light, a string of light with a real kind of an electric feel to it, a filament of light right through your spine into the lower ball. And now, all around you, let's see if we can change the shape today. Okay, in front of you, about 20 feet, see another golden ball. And behind yourself, about 20 feet, another golden ball. And side to side, on either side of you, about 20 feet, another golden ball. And connect the balls. That's it. It's going to look like a big square, pointed front and back. And you're going to connect it with these wonderful, wonderful lines of light. Excellent. And now inside of that golden ball, I want you to see yourself in a beautiful, beautiful, an etheric crystal ball. Oh my, it's beautiful. And you can feel it. And inside of that, see yourself in the double tetrahedron, and that's three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and three-sided pyramid pointing down. And there you are in the double tetrahedron. I want you to spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, you can feel your frequencies moving up. You want to get to a higher frequency, lighten the load of these past reactions. So spin for a few minutes. That's it. You can even just do the spinning part when you're trying to deal with some issue and it seems blocked. But whilst you're spinning now, take a look, and you've got a magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, create the little movies of what you want to create and experience in your life, situations you want to heal, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, situations that are your own or someone else's, situations for large groups or not. Maybe you want your book to go out there. Maybe you're building a house. Maybe you're building a relationship. Just want to feel the love that's there for you and for me. Excellent. Keep going. And now come back into your double tetrahedron. Is it still spinning? If it isn't, spin it and spin it. Spin it. And then come into the room. So interesting, because guides always say that clearing is 95% of the job. And the more I study and learn, and the more I learn from people like Lazarus, and we also met with Bashar, and I'll talk more about that. And we're going to be talking to Swami Beyond Ananda, or Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful team. No matter which of these beings, these teachers that we talk to, it still amounts to the same, that we're always, always stepping out of our past, which means that we're always in a mode of clearing. So here's another thing. It's like one of the things that happens in the spiritual path, and I think a bunch of you know this, is that we think because people are spiritual, they don't have issues. So for example, you're in a group of people, and all of a sudden there's a feeling. You feel sick to your stomach, or you feel the subtle energy things. Maybe you start to sweat. Maybe you're just feeling suddenly insecure and incompetent. Maybe you're feeling, it could be sort of an edge of like you don't feel as confident as you were before. You know, it gets really simple. The guides are talking about, or actually my guides, just before we started to do this radio show, were telling us that, well, they wanted us to talk about dynamic options. If you want to become powerful, when you're in that kind of situation where your power is being totally disheveled, your power being how you radiate into the world and how your personality expresses the real you in the world and how you make your way into various levels of success, isn't it? How else will you describe power? Where you got an idea and you get to go do it. And when you go out, you acknowledge you're acknowledged by powerful beings. All right, so most of us get stopped at times by these strange feelings. You're in a group of people, and it can even be a spiritual group. Don't let you think that just because you're in a spiritual group, these things don't happen. Sometimes they happen more. And the reason for that, it would seem that most of us are working hard on clearing, and that leaves us some very sort of nervy edges. And maybe it is just more challenging, perhaps. But it doesn't matter. So here you are feeling very uncomfortable in this gathering, and you don't know why, and you think deep down, oh, you're not good enough. I want to say to you, go into your body and ask to feel what that feels like. You're feeling smaller than? Ask to feel what that feels like. You're feeling like you're incompetent? Exaggerate it. Ask to feel what that feels like. Good. And if you feel something like competition, feel it. Don't be afraid. We all have that. This is the human arsenal. Anybody who says they don't have those feelings is either numb or dumb, or choosing to ignore that which could be useful. This is useful information, because remember, we're really hot on clearing today. So what you do is you exaggerate all these really icky feelings. And then ask for help from your guides and angels who are there with you all the time, and they have to be invited. Ask for help from your guides and angels and command total release of that feeling now. And then another thing that's really great to do is we can use some Saint Germain, that wonderful ascended being. Ascended being is somebody who masters the human situation and teaches us how to do it. Some of them sort of hang around this planet longer than they might have. They didn't have to come back, but they often come back in order to do the work that helps lift us, helps radiate into the planet so that we can all pick up speed. You know, you adapt to their frequency and off you go. You're getting ascended yourself. So we call in from Saint Germain the violet flame and see the violet flame moving, or maybe move it through the circle. See it burning and burning and burning throughout the circle of people, this gathering, this chat that's going on. And have the violet flame move round and round each body that's there. And then shoot the violet flame up through the soles of your feet and swishing yourself out with the violet flame that burns and burns and transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings. Remember, when you're bringing up some of these icky feelings and exaggerating them, you're making them a whole lot more available for your clearing process. You understand? So clearing is a really big deal. So as I was saying, Bob and I just got back from L.A. where we had a great time. We went off to see Lazarus. We went to the Lazarus workshop on becoming understanding, being understanding, not doing it, but being it. And one of the things about dynamic options is that also is a condition of being, isn't it? My guys are talking about dynamic options. And the dynamic part of the options are whatever's going on, be in it and feel it and do some clearing. Choose to do some clearing right in the moment and then stay still and in your center. And from that place, you will be able to create your reality a lot better. And also, as Lazarus was explaining, as you clear and as you really become experienced with the darker parts of your, cellular journey or your own transformation, your own journey, as you become more and more aware of the dark places inside of yourself, what happens is that your own energy starts to clear. So it is another form of dynamic option, if you will. The dynamic part comes when you're really attentive to that which is in there. And then, holy mackerel, what happens is it pops up, and then you've got a higher frequency than you had before because something that was hidden inside of you, some deep reaction, some... I had another experience recently I'll tell you about, but it was a deep feeling in me from being, I think I told you last week, being less than 2 years old and realizing that to be safe in the world and to be identified as a good person, I would have to help. And I see this little child, less than two, with her arms outreached. And that wouldn't be bad in itself, but underneath it there was kind of a tyrannical drive in me about having to do something really hard or I wasn't okay. And it wasn't until we go back into the dark woods or the battlefields of our childhood or past experiences do we ever truly uncover some of these points of view that we created under duress as little teeny people, or perhaps as people in the middle of trauma, trauma that we don't even remember, that actually designates us as this person or that person, meaning it helps describe your identity. It talks about who you are. So I'm this person with a tyrannical drive to be helpful, which of course exhausted me. And once I get there, I go, well, that's not true. That's not who I am at all. So we get to blow it away. You get in touch with it, and boom, it starts to move away. And then you find yourself being softer and easier with people, and everybody feels that they have more choice in the moment. So what's really dynamic about clearing is you're dropping into your center, you're paying attention, you're commanding total release, and the next thing you know, you're still standing in the same group, but you feel better, you feel lighter, you feel freer. And guess what else? Is your own personal power has just risen. And that's what we want, our personal power, not to be because you've got the most marbles in the bag or because you got the best clothes and the best hairdo and the nicest house. Most of us don't want that for our personal power. Our personal power is when we're actually, to me anyway, when we're actually expressing who we really are in the dynamic. You know, I know somebody who's an amazing inventor. The personal power there would be someone who is absolutely capable of bringing through these stunning ideas and turning them into what he wants, sticking to his guns and keeping that focus and really paying attention to what it is that is his dream. That's his personal power. So many of us have been flummoxed by that which we think has to happen and so on about. Like, what is your personal power, and what is it that I have to be, and when am I being practical, and when am I being full of beans in my head? Anyway, this is a call-in show. I want to talk to you about you. I want to talk today about personal empowerment, about the truth of who you are with yourself. I want to talk to you about clearing. I want to talk to you about what it takes to be involved in politics in a really conscious way. I want us to discuss moving through and changing the collective so that we can all evolve, because we're in this like soup, and where one of us isn't evolved, everybody's pulled down a little bit. And there's no place to go but to light, is there? And thanks to The Secret and all these various workers that are out there, there's a lot of people on the planet paying attention to these concepts of choosing with your mind and having the dynamic option of experiencing the reality of yourself at any given time. Anyway, I want to talk about all those things, and I want to talk to you about you and what's going on. And the guides like to look at your life and sort of help you out of some of the divots that we can get caught in this world. So here's the numbers. 877. Oh, goody, we have a caller, but I'll give the numbers first anyway. 877-876-5227. I'll repeat that. In the U.S., 877-876-5227. And then from Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And then the direct line, I guess that's from anywhere else in the world, is 530-876-3222-530-876-3222. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello there, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Is that you, Brian?
Yes, that is.
Well, I haven't talked to you for a while. How are you?
Pretty good.
How's your level of power?
It's getting up there.
Okie doke, what would you like to talk about today?
Just to see how I'm doing, energy-wise.
Have you been cosseted? Have you been sort of separated from the world lately?
Yeah, just looking at life a little different through a new perspective.
Well, it's sort of interesting because you look as if there's a part of your nature. It's almost like this, that you're in a bit of a hiding place. It's funny, I've seen you often, but I've never seen this. So it's like you're being in a bit of a hiding place in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a confusion in you. You're about to jump ahead, and it's almost like you've hunkered down, and you've kept yourself in some kind of position of, you said you've been in seclusion or something. But you
yeah,
look
for a
like
little while, just trying to, I guess it's called a life review.
Okay, good.
Well, you know, a lot of us go through, we really think about our lives and our past and say, you know, are we ready to make that next step where we don't have really getting beyond judgment and trying to just not have any fear going forward?
That's really hard, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing better. I've been keeping myself just learning a lot, reading a lot more lately, and just looking at people's perspective and belief system is very important to me, and how to approach it with care and concern, how to not try to step on too many toes, but then again, then if I do that, then I'm holding back my own power, and coming to that self-realization that maybe this time just to go forward and whatever happens, happens.
Well, I think there's a certain amount of, I really think that's so, that you have to do that. But I think that the idea, what it looks like is the idea of clearing, for example, you talked about judgments. We all have judgments whether we admit it or not.
Yes.
Looking at our judgments and clearing them on a regular basis is very important. But if you stop in your tracks because of those human interactions, we don't get very far, do we?
No. It's harder when we have family connection.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That makes it even a lot harder. But just trying to move past that and show it in a way, trying, like you said before, being the example is one of the hardest things to do.
I think also it depends on the nature of your family members.
Yeah, that makes it harder.
Yes, that sometimes you cannot grow with certain people, right?
It's like I have to take a step forward even if they don't want to.
I know.
But that's their own free will and free choice, and say I don't want to step on their shoes. So yeah, I, you know, have a slight fear of going past them spiritually at this point in time. That doesn't mean that they can't, but just knowing the fact that if they ever want to talk about it, I'm very open. I'm like
right.
a sharing teacher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And I think that everybody who's on any kind of a path at all has experienced that issue, which
is very difficult.
A lot of marriages can't handle it, you know?
It's hard, but I'm willing to fight for it, you know, whatever it takes.
I think staying still and not intriguing one another with reactiveness. Like, how possible is it for us to see the other person, whether it's a family member or a mate, to see the other person's right to be who they are?
That's true. It's like I just stumbled upon this wonderful present. It's like you have this wonderful gift, and you want to share it with the world. But there's always a fear in the back of the mind of judgment, ridicule, rejection. But that doesn't bother me as much as it used to, you know? It used to bother me all the time.
Right.
But now I'm slowly breaking free from that, so it feels good.
The thing about the judgment is that if you let judgment stop you, I don't know where we can be, because I've done that. I've done that for like 20, 30 years at a time.
Yes.
The other thing is that, you know about the old, there's this old thing we used to talk about. I was working with some Native Canadians years back, and they used to always joke about the crabs in the pot. Have you heard that line?
No.
They say, if you got a whole bunch of crabs in a pot, and one of them wants to get out, what do the other crabs do?
The other crabs do.
They kind of claw this one.
Oh, yeah, they try to claw at him.
They claw him.
Pull him back down.
Pull him back into the bucket. Back
into
the bucket.
That's what I feel like.
Well, you know what, honey? That's what human beings do, because we have a status quo. For example, family of origin, you know this, we have a status quo in there.
Yes,
and as soon as you're the disruptor, you make everybody else uncomfortable. You might think you have answers, but to them...
But it raises so many more questions to them and deepens their psyche. Because once I seeding the planet with knowledge.
Right.
You know, bringing that through my star heritage.
Right.
But as I'm doing that, even though it might be outrageous for them to hear that, it's starting to stir them. It starts to get them to ask more questions about their own beliefs. It challenges themselves.
Yeah.
So that's when I'm getting to the point, is trying to maintain the balance within myself, a peace and calm in myself, as I'm going forward and stirring up the status quo, so to speak, and then doing it carefully. But maybe there is really no way of doing that carefully, you know what I mean?
I think it's the biggest trick. I think it's just one of the hardest things in the whole world.
It sure seems like a juggling act sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of marriages don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the disruption in the sense of security is just too big a pain. And the thing is if you're really on your path, you cannot stay in a self-contained, you can't stay keeping yourself small in order to accommodate someone who is going to stay small by choice. I'm not saying that's what's happening with you, but there's a certain degree of that going on.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. And so if you can find a way to keep being in touch with yourself and dropping back into center and continuing with your process, you'll probably have to teach in other places.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And one last thing before I go, Veronica. I was wondering, I've been having these little dreams of the little people. And I was wondering if you sense any beings or star people that are kind of smaller, maybe like a dwarven size, or like a... brownie, or kind of like gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
You see any of those?
Yes, I do. I see them all around you right now, and also they talk to you, don't they?
That's what I've been hearing. I've been seeing these little outside in the yard. I've been seeing these little mushroom hills. They look like kingdoms, like a little, but they don't look like your regular mushroom. And so they almost look like a fairy realm or something. It's just magical. It's so neat.
Do you know anything about the fairy realm?
Oh, a little bit. Yes, I've been reading up on it.
Oh, good. And you know that Lazarus is really big on that, eh?
Oh, is he? You know what? I'm going to check that out. Is it just Lazarus.com?
Yeah, Lazarus.com.
Okay, thank you.
And
I
think you can get
out
some of his tapes or maybe some transcriptions. I don't know.
Okay, but I was wondering about those gnomes. I wasn't sure if they were coming around playing with me, because I feel a lot of the energy.
Here's how they look to me, is they don't look like they're... they look like space beings.
Okay.
And I'm laughing because they seem to be laughing and playing and cavorting, and that there's you have a knowing with them where you've been together a lot, actually.
I sense that when I was younger. I really do, yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And your son also has that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. That's true. I think they're coming around playing with him.
Isn't that great?
Well, it feels so good to share that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing, so I would... Do you write very much?
What's that?
I want you to write.
You know what? I want to write about them. I'm getting to the habit. I'm just wanting to know who's around me, what's around me, and really, I'm starting to get into meditation more,
okay.
And I'm just starting to gather ideas on how I'll go about just writing this out, maybe just letting it flow, you know, kind of like automatic writing.
I think that's a great idea, but also, and for people at home, to remind yourself that...
Yeah.
When you ask your spirit guide, say, I want to write about this. Can you give me more information? You'll just, when you're writing, when you keep referring to them, they will pour that information through you, and you'll just be amazing. You got some big writing to do, Brian.
I know I do. I have a lot.
I love your...
I'm starting very soon.
You'll just not be able to stop, I think.
I don't think so.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's so beautiful. It's just so nice to talk to someone who understands.
Well, we'll talk again, I'm sure, and I'm glad you called in.
You have a wonderful night, Veronica. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
God bless.
Well, that's interesting. Brian has called us off and on. He's young, and he's just unfolding a million miles an hour, waking up to the integrity of being oneself. It's really hard sometimes because we spoke of the cocoons of energy and the reactions that we have in us, and 95% of the job is clearing and so on. As you emerge from that amazing reality, what happens is the people around you can be very uncomfortable. So those of you who aren't in relationship yet and you're petitioning the universe for relationships, which a lot of us have done a lot of, haven't we, Bob? Petition for people who change. Don't petition for the ones who just want to stay the same. Because you can't promise to be the same as you are. If you promise that and you hold yourself still, guess what? You're going to be breaking the crust of that which you consider to be the consciousness of self. And lo and behold, people are going to say, who is this freak? I don't know who you are. What are you doing here with me? And so it's very difficult unless the other person is deeply committed to becoming the truth of who they are. So call in. I want to talk to you about who you are. Now let's talk about politics. One of the concerns that a lot of us have had is if we're trying to be peaceful. Oh, goody. I'll talk to you first and then I'll talk my political talk here. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Ronnie. This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. Good afternoon, darling.
Good afternoon. My world is crumbling.
Your world is
well, you know what? What's going on with my energy?
There's a huge advantage coming up, and I don't know what it is. It's almost like you're going to be... Susie has just been given some harsh news regarding a job, which is a live-in job, so she has to rearrange her whole life. And I'm looking right now, and it seems like an opportunity is just popping up. This job that you're losing was an opportunity that popped up out of left field. That's my recollection, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have another situation popping out of left field, and you'll be saying, oh, that's why. Oh, I get it. So the recommendation is do not panic. There's something else coming to you, which is of a higher nature, and it has more to do. This job is a big step toward who you are and what it is you really need to be.
Wonderful.
And the guides are saying right now that you have spent a lot of your life not really being who you are. Do you know that?
Probably.
So there's a lot in yourself. We talked about clearing, everybody at home. We talk about clearing feelings and patterns of behavior that don't really represent who we are. They might represent our defenses, our controls. Or how about this, even our misinterpretations of things. For example, we were talking with the guides a while back, and they were talking about the word success. And I want everybody at home, including you, Susie, to take this word and feel what it is to you. The word success is absolutely loaded with a lot of old reactiveness. And it has belief structures that come from who knows what, right? Might even have come from Santa Claus, right? And as you bring up a word like that, and you keep bringing up a word like success, and try it on in your energy fields, you're going to find it impacts your heart, your chest, your belly. Some of you are going to feel like you are not a success, and golly, will that ever come from me? Some of you are going to feel absolutely fancy because you've got a great hairdo and some good clothes. Whatever it is, I want you to feel the complexities of a word like success that we have to live with daily. And the guides are then recommending that we feel it, and we feel it, and we acknowledge in ourselves what goes on with that word in our body, mind, and let it dispense with itself, let it dissolve. And when I look at you, I'm seeing that the ruptures that are going on in your life right now have a lot to do with breaking apart patterns of self-presentation, the way you put yourself forward in the world, the way you've been in the world. All of that has to break apart so that the real Susie comes forward. And I don't know what that means to you, but I feel like a beckoning finger brings you to the next job faster than you might even want, you know? You got a couple of months, eh?
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, no, that was so precious.
I know what. That's why I decided I better tell her. I'm just straining every ear to hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But in any case, you got a new job coming up.
Okay.
And the guides are reminding you that, and I guess the reason that the volume changes because we all have different equipment, so it's different
mm-hmm.
everywhere, you know? But anyway, the guides are reminding you that you take a word like success and see how many energies in your body, mind, are tweaked by such a word because it's full of old beliefs. Did you hear that part?
Yes, I did.
I want you to change. The guides want you to change how you hold not only that, but how you hold self, who Susie is, how you hold in yourself. And everybody at home do this for a minute. I'm me. What does that feel like? Do you feel some push and pull in your body?
It made my heartburn go away.
Oh, good. But it did something to your feet, didn't it?
Pardon?
Didn't it do something to your feet?
Yeah, my feet feel tingly.
Okay. So there's something about the meanness of you that isn't comfortable with taking herself forward or backward or something, whatever the feet do, okay?
Okay.
So when you call up a word like, I'm me, and you feel things in your body, exaggerate those, feel them and exaggerate them, notice where they are, and watch them dissolve, dissipate, watch them release themselves, and see what happens to you. Because I feel like this is what's happening right now, is you're being given an opportunity to absolutely review who you are, what it means to you, and you're going to find a job comes to you before you're done that process. And don't feel, you can feel victimized if you want. And I would say to you, okay, call that victim up, do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a really powerful feeling and then clear that. Because you want, I know you well enough, I've known Susie for a while, I know you well enough to know that you believe in your own light and you want to be out there creating your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So the victim stuff is left from your old cocoon, family of origin and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you call it up and feel it and hand it to God. Say, avast and ahoy, take this, I'm done with it. Because I really see something really interesting coming up for you, and I don't know what it is, but it's to do
well,
with the
Well, I told him, I said, I know you've got something better out there planned for me, but please just reveal it to me.
This has to do with a male, but I don't think it's a man that you're going to be in love with. I think it's a... The male very often in a vision represents authority, represents power, represents opportunity. And I think this is actually a man male or just a representation.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes up, and I think you probably have to move again, so you'll be grateful that you didn't bring all your gear yet.
Oh, good.
And it's actually going to bring you in touch with a style of working that's going to give you autonomy and some action in the world, and you're going to work with people.
Oh, good.
And I'm glad for you because I'm going, you know what? You didn't love this job.
No, I didn't, but it's like, you know, pulling your rug out from underneath you when they're taking your home away from you, too.
Of course. All right.
So where do you see where I'm going to be relocating to?
No, I'm not quite sure, but it looks like a little teeny bit farther east. I'm not good in direction. One of my clients says it looks like you stand on your head. I'm not always great on the time-space quadrants, but I'll tell you what.
I think you've always been great with me.
Thanks, Susie. But I tell you what, I'm kind of invigorated by this vision because we all believe this, that there's always a better opportunity coming up, and this is the first time I've seen one so clear and so, well, not the first time ever, but for this, in this situation with you. It's clear. Excuse me. And it's raring to go, and you're going to hear about it. You've got a little time first. So ask your angel, say, could you please bring it up a little bit? Just give me a hint so that I can relax. Why don't you just relax first and then ask for the hints?
Okay.
Our perceptions are much better when we breathe The guides were talking about dynamic options. So here we are in a crisis. We're going through a crisis, and this is what I sent out in my email we're going to talk about. And then one of the dynamic options is you drop in the middle of crisis, and you do some clearing, and you absolutely center yourself. Use breathing techniques and motion, and see what happens to all of those crazy thoughts and ideas in your head when you're in trauma. They just
Do they just surrender and fall on the floor in a puddle?
That would work, too.
Okay.
But the guides want you to be dynamic about what your own feelings are.
Okay.
I feel like a victim. Do it well. Do it really well. I feel sorry for myself. Good. Do it really well. And then feel it clatter on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or have your angels take it. And because when you don't know what's there, if you pay no attention to those feelings that are coming up, you can't get rid of them, can you?
No.
And I really don't think it'll be very long, and you'll be going, look at me. Neener, neener. I want you to get a little bit fit.
A little what?
Get some fitness.
Oh, fit, yeah. I'm still battling with that tooth. It flared up again, and now I'm on antibiotics for it, but it's not getting well.
Well, one of the things I see in your body, and think about this at home, if you're trying to clear and your body is stagnant, guess what? Things don't move very well inside, and you can't change very well. And I look at you, Susie, and I look at several others. Actually, if I do a little scan of the people listening, I go, some of you underestimate the value of just dancing your brains out for 20 minutes. It will shift. It builds up the blood. It gets your lymph system detoxifying the body better. And it takes care of emotional and psychological things as well. So I look at you and I go, there's such a stagnancy in your physical. I'm going, Susie, you're going to step up into a better situation. You better get yourself all ready, girl.
Okay.
You better prime the pump.
All righty.
And tell me which tooth it is and we'll send light.
Tell me what? Which tooth?
Which tooth?
It's a molar on the upper left.
Okay. I had it on the right, so I'm not on my head, but I'm sort of mirroring. Okay, so we're all going to take a minute here, and we're going to call in the presence of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, and our spirit guides. And holding our hands up, we're going to see golden light coming through our hands and focusing up into Susie's rotten tooth. And we're just going to fill it with light. And as we have this stream of light going on, we're going to continue it. I'll say goodbye to you, Susie, and then we're going to continue with this light around the world, okay?
Thank you. Blessings to you, Ronnie.
Blessings to you, darling.
Bye-bye.
I know it'll be great.
Thanks.
Keep this
Bye-bye.
Light flowing, and I want you to pluck the people that you know that need healing. We're running this golden light into Susie's mouth. Mm-hmm. And then there are many people. There's a lot of people passing these days. We want to send the light to Gloria and her soul journey, to Ernie and his soul journey, and we want to send light to their families and all the ways that they're having to readjust to life. Okay? And then let's send light to other beings that we know are suffering, are downtrodden. Mm-hmm. Just keep sending gold light with your hands to the various beings that you know that are going through difficulties, whether it's financial or physical or mental or even spiritual. And then let's flood the difficult parts of the planet with golden light. This is a light of peace and of love and regenerative capacity. And let's bring the light into Bush and his people. Fill it with love and light. Yeah. And move it across to Iraq and Iran. Good. And then let's run it up to the polar bears. Good. And then let's just cover the whole world. Let's change it to pink and just cover the whole globe with pink light. It's the light of harmony, of love, of possibility. Excellent. Keep us posted, Susie. You can email me and let me know how you're doing. All right. One of the things I asked, I'm jumping around now. As we cover the world with purple and pink light, fuchsia light, or I said pink, I believe, you know what I'm reminded of is that I always think, well, then alien cultures will really know we are doing well. Now, I believe that we've all heard this, that all kinds of beings from around the universe are watching us right now because we're nearing to 2012, and the consciousness that we want to achieve, which is living in bliss, living and creating our reality, is on the rise. The rapidly moving frequencies are going faster and faster, and with that, it gives us a greater opportunity to create the reality we want and in love instead of competition. And if you've got it, I don't, and if I've got it, you don't. Instead of that. And anyway, as we send light, as these beings of light, as we send our light, the beings in other dimensions are more and more attracted to it because they're apparently really excited about how much consciousness we're able to achieve in this world. Have we been able to come right through the dark history of souls who are living in this very, very dense environment? Have we been able to come through that, have all these cocoons of reaction, come through that, go through the dark woods, go through the battlefields, go through our subconscious and all the work we've done with the shadow in the subconscious? Are we able to pop up and not take reaction to other people's point of view? I'll just be with you in a moment. And actually carry on to creating, when we're talking to Brian, can we carry on to create the reality that we know that we're here for? And apparently that's what they're lined up to really cheer for. And I was asking Bashar, who's a hybrid being, he channels through Daryl Anka, I was asking him if we're really, you know, are we really getting there? And what he said is that the beings, that the more we're able to handle the reality of those beings, and the more we're able to handle in our consciousness the greater expanse of consciousness of concurrent realities, multidimensional existence, and so on, the more we're going to be able to see these beings, and the more we're going to interact with them, and it's very exciting. We're on a really rapid course of evolution, boys and girls, and it's really very political when you think about it, because if we learn to live that way, it's going to overturn, it's going to overshadow many of the systems that have been dog-eat-dog so far. So I know we have a caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I was calling to see if you might share any insights you receive about a possible relocation for me and my family.
Okay, where do you live now?
I live in Maryland.
Do you have a desire to move a long way, like the west?
I'm open to that.
And how many members in your family? Is there a possibility of them dispersing a little bit?
I'm sorry, is there a possibility of what?
Of your family members dispersing a little bit?
Well, right now, there's three of us, and our daughter is away in college. So it's just the two of us at home now.
You and your husband?
Yes.
Okay. And where is she in college?
In Missouri.
Okay. What I see here is that there's a possibility of a move coming up, and it seems like you're being held in place for some reason. You're both working, are you?
No, I'm not at this time. My husband is.
He's being held in place right now. Do you know that?
It feels like it because I've really been wanting to move for a while, but there's just, it's like you say, it just seems like nothing really is moving.
Well, let's talk about dynamic options because one of the things the guides want him to do, if he wants to move, he has to do some really big clearing because he's caught in some kind of karmic thing. And it's funny, it's like, that sounds so hokey, and part of me doesn't even want to hear the word karma because it's been so misused. However, it seems like he's being held in place because of old belief structures. And I'm going, he can clear that. That's not really anything. And he's not making the clear decision to go. Do you know that?
Right. No. We both tend to be the type of people that once we get into a groove, we're happy campers just to kind of stay there. But
well, maybe you want to stay in Maryland.
I particularly don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey. If he could do, it seems to me there's a move coming up. I don't know if it's Colorado or farther west, but in any case, if he can do some work on clearing his past reactions to things, I really feel like he would be guided to move. But right now, it's like clearing those past reactions is his job. I mean, he's really stuck in that till he gets it done. And he's very tolerant of, he gets deeply resentful, but he's quite tolerant of these things, and that's unfortunate in a way.
Yeah.
Because if he's a nice man, isn't he?
Yeah. Is there anything I can do to kind of help it along? Or?
Yes, you can. You can connect with his, go into your higher self and everybody at home. It's the part of you that knows more, that knows everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going as a soul. Go into your higher self and connect with his higher self and keep talking to him, higher self to higher self. Isn't there a better way for us to do this? We're trying to learn here. Isn't there a better way for us to learn? Let's do it. I'm ready to go, you know. And because I really believe that if you could tell him on the earth plane level, you don't even have to go to higher self for this, that he really needs to clear up some of his old baggages of belief. Some of his old belief systems don't work well with what it is he wants to create. And if he can learn to unhook those, he would go very fast.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm the more spiritually oriented outwardly of the two. So if you told me that, I would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I think that's all that's holding you back. And then when he begins to shift, because you know it's inevitable he will shift, then boing, off you go.
Okay.
And you'll probably go first, and he'll be excited. But I don't know when, because it's stuck right now. But it's okay. You send light and send blessings and call the angels in. And I have to go right now, darling.
But as far as, like, general area, you're seeing more like a Colorado-ish kind of area?
Yes, I am. I'm seeing you headed west. And you seem to have an opportunity coming up. And I don't know if it's exactly Colorado, but you have some opportunity coming up which will beckon you. And, Julia, I'll have to go right now because I have to introduce my next guest.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks for your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, we're about to talk to Swami Beyondananda, who is one of the alter egos of Steve Behrman. He's very famous. He's been doing all kinds of craziness around the planet for years and years. And I say craziness because, you know what, he tells it like it is, but he tells it in a way that's hilarious. He says, wake up, America, wake up, wake up, America. In fact, his website is called wakeuplaughing.com. Anyway, he's gracing us at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to him and hear what he has to say about politics, about our kind of politics, and I didn't get into politics yet, so we'll do that with him. So stay with us, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm looking forward to my next hour, and I'm also looking forward to talking to some of you. Thursday night, I'll be with Jackie Salvitti and E.T. Healing and Working with the Shadow. And then next Tuesday, Radiance by Design. And my guest next Tuesday at 5 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters, is Dr. Eric Braverman of The Edge Effect, and teaching us about brain chemistry, amino acids, and how to live for a long time without aging. In any case, aging is improved when we laugh a lot, and that's what we're going to do over the next hour. We're going to laugh with Swami Beyondananda. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.